Is this bullshit on? Is this thing on? Oh.
Oh, Jeffrey forgot that we had intro titles.
That's I didn't know that it was recorded. I'm like,
Jeffrey. Like, who's that gay ass bitch? I'm like, oh, that's me.
Oh, that's me. The OG gay ass bitch, you know. Anyway, hi, everyone. Welcome to Uncensored Radio Live for this week. We're off to a great start already. Hi, Jody. She's here already. She's living Jody. Live. Next to me today, I have the lovely Luke. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm living my best life. My child has enlarged adenoids and tonsils and is now being referred to an ENT, and we're going to surgery. So it's just amazing. Yeah, that's
living
my life.
Living the dream. Yeah. Living the dream.
And she's doing dance rehearsals too, so she's been, like, really just rough. I took her to get her nails done last night, like, you know, at the Asian salon, and she's, like, telling, and it was, like, a male guy.
You did help. Interesting. You gotta watch those male guys.
And she's like, they're the whole time. She's like, can you be gentle, please? I'm so nervous. I'm like, and then she's like, this is my first time getting my nails done. I'm like, you need to stop talking and stay still.
I'm like, and how old is your daughter again? Sorry?
Four.
Yeah.
For
a lot of trouble, she is, isn't she?
Yep. She's going to be something else, mate. And she's doing a dance to High Five, and that's doing stuff to my mind.
Living your best life. Yeah. Speaking of trouble, the OG troublemaker, Mr. Jeffrey Emmett, is in the house. Hello, sir.
I don't know that we're going to get to the show because I have so much to say right now.
Here we go.
So listen, kids, last week, right, my 10-year-old and 8-year-old thought it would be a great idea while I went into the bathroom to make a Walmart.com account, my Gmail, then get my credit card out of my wallet and try to order some chips. Here's the thing. Whatever. It's been an ongoing problem with Aiden. You know, he likes to order things and, like, create a $4,500 card. This time it was only, like, $33, right? But this bastard, I was so mad. He didn't even put a real address in. I was like, the world's dumbest criminal. What the hell was that? There's not even an address. I got returned to Walmart and got my money back. I'm like, you moron. I didn't say that to him because I'm not that kind of person, but I'm just saying it's comedy, people. Go with the program. You know what I mean? So this asshole, he's sitting there, puts it to the wrong address, uses my credit card, creates an account, and then he's like, what? I was like, what did you think was going to happen had you put the right address? You know, the one when you had to do your tracing work, I put the address. You weren't even smart enough to get it off the piece of paper.
Oh, dear.
I had to use my stress away.
Oh, here we go.
And then my diffuser out, and I was just like a bong, you know? It was amazing. Loved that diffuser. And I took some CBD gummies by My True 10 from Perez Hilton. And then while I was trying to go to sleep, I played Mantra Dreaming by Katie. Available on iTunes anywhere. So that's not it. It doesn't end there. So listen, so I'm talking to Liz, right? She's like, well, you need to punish them or whatever. Have them pay back things. Because two, they had broken each other's stuff, right? And he had some birthday money and some other cash. So I'm like, okay. So you want me to take, they each got $20 in my wallet. You want me to take the $20 out of my wallet, hand it to each one of the kids. They're going to then, like, hand it to each other. And I'm going to put it in my wallet, and that's going to be the lesson. They're not going to notice the difference.
Finances.
I'm taking it out of my wallet, putting it right back in. The only thing, what the fuck? They all forgot $20. What does it matter? No, that's not going to work. But okay. Then, listen, I realized today that Brooke is my soulmate.
Okay,
so
continue.
She was all about a big dick, and I'm like, Brooke, I just have to tell you something. Luke, could you pop up that little picture for me, darling? Because
that'll get us actually canceled.
No, put that up. She said she's looking for honesty and a big dick, and I'm like, oh my god, that one.
I know what picture you're talking about.
Yeah, it's this one here, right?
Just so happens, Brooke. Oh, I want to share you with
it,
you.
You hit it.
This is my actual Grindr profile message. Have pictures looking for honesty, integrity, loyalty, a big dick, a quiet mouth, and somewhere else for you to go. And you keep your asshole picture. You know what I'm saying? I don't care for that. All right, you can take that down. So yeah, you know, I feel like a big dick is really important to life.
A big dick is very important, as long as they know how
And on that note, how are you, Brooke? Oh, look.
I think that the show has started off with a little more information than I wanted to share.
You're well and truly on Uncensored Radio now, so you know.
Well, look, in my first episode, I did say that. And
see you next Tuesday. Yep.
I did. It's too early in the show for one of those. But it's been a good week. It's been a good week. I got a job. Yay.
Yeah, girl.
Yes. One that I'm actually allowed to go and work at.
Yeah, that's always fun, right?
Does it involve laying down?
No, look, that's my dream job, but I'm chubby and I get nervous.
You and me both. I feel you.
I feel like that's a new shirt. I'm chubby and I get nervous.
I think that's great.
I was going to say, that's 100% my shirt. And you guys put me on a shirt. I'm so excited. People need to buy my shirt.
We're going to make a new shirt now with just your little cartoon with I'm chubby and I get nervous.
100%.
Speaking of, guys, the new merchandise is available. Oh, it's arrived. I got my shirt.
Oh, I've got mine too, and I didn't even wear it today.
Super comfortable. It's great. It's not green. It's not randomly anime. It's all that kind of stuff. So if you would like to, you know, get some uncensored merchandise, which helps us actually continue to do the show, just visit the website below, which is www.redbubble.com/people/UCR/live/shop.
Yeah, come on, kids. I got two houses to pay for, three kids, and one to steal left and right. You know what I'm saying? The show's bleeding me fucking dry. Fork over some cash for a damn t-shirt.
Kids today, or a mug, you know, it doesn't have to be a t-shirt, it can be anything. Speaking of kids today, we have a fresh new face on the panel. Her name is Heidi, and tell us all about you, Heidi. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
Ah, amazing. Amazing. So tell people where in the world you are, what you do, who you be, all that kind of shit.
I am in, oh God, how much time do you have, Dolph? I am in Western Sydney.
How far west, bubs? Oh,
Grey Stains, bruv. So 2145.
Oh. Oh,
She's rough
rough around the edges, but not enough to shank ya. I own a dance studio. There's not much to say. I'm 28. Single. She's a single young gal.
Oh,
young. She's what's fresh. She's a spring chicken.
Heidi, how Heidi many will take what she.
What's
that? Oh, she doesn't know. You know, so Jeffrey has a tradition.
We don't have quarters here.
Asking young men how many quarters their equipment is, how many quarters long.
They're right. So each. So how many quarters do you prefer?
Oh, you don't have to
engage with him, Heidi. Don't feel like
you need to engage with him. I want to engage with him. it's more like say when and don't say when. That kind of situation.
Right. Amen, honey. Amen.
It's kind of like a if you believe in fairy situation, keep clapping.
Keeps
like that.
Don't
stop. Don't ever stop. So yeah, Heidi and I met each other. Oh God, what's that? 2010 years ago now. 2011. Oh, yeah. Back when you were a baby of 18.
Bear, tiny bear.
Baby of 18, and I was your age. Now you know how I felt.
I feel great. I don't know how you felt.
I don't know how you felt with the mental welfare. But true, you're not. We're not dancing 9.5, 10 hours a day anymore either. So you know. No. So yes, we were living the dream. Oh, Jeff's wall's moving. Jeff's doing some renovations behind.
I didn't even clean the couch up. The kids shit all over it. Like nobody's gonna see it. Pay no attention.
Go the other way. Oh fuck, Jeff! Now you've gone the other way, girl.
I really am. I'm gonna need a little more. Excuse me. I'm so sorry, Heidi.
Yeah, you need more wine. Yeah, so Heidi's my adopted little sister I never had.
You're welcome.
And I'm the extra big brother she never wanted. It's good times.
I believe that
because believe it or not, I was the group spokesperson and resident counselor when I wasn't having a breakdown. I was the resident counselor counseling everyone through full time. Good times.
That's true.
Good times. Oh, speaking of good times, should we get into this week's good times, guys?
No, because Luke, he's being shiesty. He's not telling you all the truth. He left out a very big part of his day.
Oh, no, ooh. Jeffrey, I don't think we should open the show with this. Shouldn't we finish the show with it?
You're such
okay.
a...
Okay, said, all right. Okay. Girls and Steve and Jeff. Look,
girls.
Someone sent me... Someone sent me a D pic.
Wow. It wasn't me.
Are you sure?
Very upsetting. What's the point of having straight friends if they don't send you dick pics?
And so maybe then I showed Jeffrey, and then Jeffrey's like, need to see the face. I'm like, okay. So I sent the face, and he's like, eh. So my question is, does really... Really? Like, get out of the room!
I thought I was laughing. I'm sorry.
Does a really great D make up for like an average? Does it raise someone's batting average? It's like an average face.
I think it depends. All right, I think it depends what the intention is behind it. If you're looking to date that person, then if you can look past it, that's fine. But if you're just looking for a little bit of wompy wompy woo wah, it doesn't matter, right?
Like, yes, it does. Yeah. A face matters.
Just put a bag over your head.
No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. You got to have.
I see you out there, Katie Underwood. Hello.
I mean, he wasn't
everyone
homely.
Say hi to Katie.
He wasn't homely. You know what I mean? It was kind of like a sub-average face.
Yeah, like, no.
What does it matter?
He's not homely. He was.
But are you looking? Are you looking to date or not?
Yeah, but if the face isn't attractive, like it's not going to work for me. Like
different
postcodes.
I don't know. Like I've come to a point now where I've had enough trash in my body to like. I don't care overall. Like it's one of those things where my standards are so high now that I'm like. A big dick isn't going to help with that. It's just not going to cut it for me anymore. But I guess from like just a sexual point of view, well, it wouldn't work to turn them over, would it? But like if you turn yourself over.
It does because Luke's a bottom, so he's fine.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Like, you turn yourself over.
This show.
Look, I agree with Jody. I agree with Jody. Turn the lights off. Ain't nobody going to look at that.
Okay, but now, Brooke, what about you? Does a big dick make up for a homely face?
Look, if he gives great dick, then I don't care what the fuck he looks like. Just saying.
There we go. That's your reel. That's the Christmas reel for Brooke. Oh, dear. It's one of those shows today, is it? Okay. Look, Jeff's happy because he's got two new playmates so he can corrupt.
Yes. And Luke's got the little beverage too, so it's not just me.
No. I'm doing coffee.
I've got chocolate.
I've got...
Oh.
I'm not saying the brand name because we don't have a sponsorship. So I have heart attack inducing issues, but that's okay.
I was going to say, we're probably going to watch Jeff have a heart attack tonight. But,
oh my God, this is going
to
be,
wait
until the end of the show, Jeffrey's going to be pissing his pants and falling over. It's going to be great.
She's emptying the bottle. Oh no.
Oh, where is Katrina A. Johnson when you need her? Oh, God. So, speaking of Katrina A. Johnson, we're going to jump into this week's
hot load of hot topics.
So do it again. Just one more. Yeah,
we
can't.
Oh, Heidi, you've got to see it. Here we go.
Hot load of hot topics.
I feel like these two are against women. Like, they came up with that, and I feel like they're just misogynist.
I feel like you need to talk to Chip and JoJo because your renovations are fucked up. Look at your wall.
Oh, my God.
Girl, your wall.
I can't. Look at your wall. I give up. I don't
care. My God. Anyway. Anyway. Let's start today with something not totally too serious, hey? Because we've had some pretty heavy news weeks recently. But guys, Britney's getting married.
Yay! How the picture posted, and then he said that his account was hacked and it wasn't true. And then 12 hours later, oh, fuck them both.
Look, you gotta. I give her all the credit in the world. I think, you know what? This is what she wanted, so she got to start making the mistakes, and could be mistake number one. Luke, you've made a lot of mistakes, but that's not really a nice segue, is it? Go!
No, it's not. Sorry, man. I think Britney made a bigger mistake by having that, like, weird red tip acrylic shit there. What's that, French tip? Red friendship? I don't know. What is that? But, yeah, no, I don't think she should have done that. I don't know if jumping straight into a marriage soon as this whole thing dissolves with her, what do they call it? What was it?
Conservatorship
is dissolving. I don't know if jumping straight into a committed relationship.
Let's stop you there for a second. Yeah, they have been together. They have been together for 5 years. It's not like this is.
But the conservatorship didn't end 5 years ago. Like, this is her first freedom. I know she wants to do this, but I don't know if jumping straight in because you're suddenly free is going to be healthy in the long run. But it is her mistakes, as you said. If it's shit, well, then it's shit.
You know what she needs, Luke? Some CBD gummies.
She does. I don't think she does. I think they might play up with her medication. Yeah. But let's look at this way. Like, this has generated a lot of news this week, mainly because Octavia Spencer was the first one to say what everyone was thinking, and she put on the status, make sure he signs a prenup.
Yeah. Mm. He was a backup dancer, whatever, in a music video. Yeah, bitch, didn't you learn from the
That's
first
lower
time?
Than security guard.
She don't love herself.
I just, you know, like, it does, because here's the thing, right? That conservatorship was put in place for a reason, right? Whether it was false reasons or not, you don't really know. But obviously something was going on enough with her that she needed an intervention. So it is concerning to me. I mean, it's serious, right? All jokes aside. Damn it, this wall.
Someone's blue jammies are on the couch. It's nice.
No, it's his little blanket. He likes those damn fuzzy ones, and they're all Christmas. It's concerning that, you know, it's kind of the same situation all over again, right? With Kevin Federline. Okay, seriously, listen, you bitch. Get your life together. Can't you see I'm doing a show?
Brooke, how do you feel about poor Britt?
Oh, look, I'm excited for her, but I have heard that he is just as controlling as her father was. So I would hate to
think we all look for our fathers, don't we, apparently?
Yeah. He looks very narky, you know, which is my type. I get it.
That's why I'm not younger. You don't got to have daddy issues. I'm hoping she didn't jump from one controlling person to the next, and you know, yes, it's a mistake, but please God, don't let it be a mistake. I'm all team Britney.
Me too, but it's concerning.
All right, Heidi Fox. Oh, Heidi, whoops, said your last name on the on air. Heidi. No one heard it. Heidi. Talk to me about Britney, girl.
Mine's less about my opinion regarding the all of that with her dad, and more so like it's a piece of paper. I don't understand what it's going to change. You're still going to be in a relationship. Like, I don't know what it's proving. I'm massive team Brittany. I'm so happy and grateful for her getting out of all of that. But yeah, it's less to, what's a piece of paper going to do for her?
Do you know what I think it is? I think it's leftover, like, Southern Baptist, like, I've got to be married because people think she's white trash anyway.
Well, she's already done enough. Like, just live your life, be happy now. I don't think a piece of paper is going to change that. And I agree with the prenup. Like, he will run.
Look, there's already been, after Octavia Spencer made that statement, he liked it straight away and said, yes, there's a prenup. I made a joke out of it saying she's not getting my Corvette and sweaty gym shorts or something like that. apparently, Brittany went in with a prenup. So he cannot touch $60 million fortune, no matter what happens.
Well, I mean, she's not going to go back to work because that's not going to last her long, because we all know she blew through $60 million in 1 year.
But guys, this is the thing. Everyone's of the opinion that the end of her dad fronting the conservatorship means that she's just free in the wild. And that's not what's happening. What she wants is her father out of the picture. She wants the woman that's running the conservatorship now to run the conservatorship. She wants someone to do her finances. She wants someone to do her business. She wants someone to be her manager. She just wants the freedom to make some choices that we're all allowed to make.
Where did you read that? I don't really.
If you actually spent hours worth of research for the show.
I read it all, but
you gotta keep on the new Jeff. You know I don't sleep these days, babe.
She wants ownership of her own money.
Yeah, exactly. But she doesn't want to go, here's the money and spend it as will. She wants someone in financial control. That's why that banking firm was part of the conservatorship. She wanted them to manage her funds, give her the ability to actually access it, because she doesn't the moment, at the time before that, she didn't have a credit card, she didn't have a driver's license, she had a phone that was given to her. You know what I mean?
$2,000 a week the poor girl had to live off of.
Oh. I know, but yeah, look, onwards and upwards for Brittany. I predict that I think all she really wants is another baby. So
what's the next line from that though? I don't know the lyrics.
He's gone tomorrow, boy. He won't be. He won't be.
I hope that works out for her.
I hope it does too. We love Team Britt here.
I hope he's not gone tomorrow, Brittany. I hope he's not.
I don't think he will. He seems like a fairly decent dude from what I've heard. But anyway, we want to talk Blast from the Past. Hello. Bennifer's back officially. Oi.
Tell them.
She's 52.
A crime.
Tits.
It is. Look, and you know what? I feel like, and I'm gonna admit to it, because I put a lot of shit on Ben Affleck. I feel like he may have
Jennifer Motten.
I feel like he's like the whipping boy for everyone's bad mood, because he's just like the mediocre white dude. But what we didn't see in this photo is that one of Jennifer's fans got a bit rowdy and tried to get all up in that, and he put himself in front of her and did all that kind of stuff. So he's not the typical Hollywood dude that'd be like, security, security. He seems like
he's got like testicles and a penis.
He played Batman, for fuck's sake.
Batman. But yeah, I think I'm rounding a corner with Ben Affleck, because I made some very poor jokes about
my
failure. Yeah. If you want to attack someone, attack Matt Damon, because he thinks it's still all right to say certain words in 2021.
I always still get confused between, like, you know, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, and who was the other one around that era?
Bite your tongue.
Have you seen that back tattoo, though?
I saw his dick in that movie. That was enough.
There you go. Was that Gone Girl?
What movie was that?
Was it Gone Girl?
Gone Girl.
Look at Brooke. And I'm watching Gone Girl later today.
Have you seen Sex Life,
Mike,
Brooke?
We'll talk.
Have you seen Sex Life?
Look, I keep trying to watch it, but my kids are always awake.
Honey, just skip to episode 3, 19 minutes.
He knows.
Done. Yep. Done.
Just and then, you then really missed out on being that episode. We did like we talked about it for a good like 10 minutes.
Well, I had watched it at the time. I watched it after the fact, but I read an article that was all about, and I'm like, "What is this show?" You know, just read the article.
It's real and it's Australian.
It had said 3 minutes or three episodes.
It was a great white shark, wasn't it, Jeff?
Yeah. It was beautiful.
So, hi, did you have much of an opinion on Ben Affleck and / Jennifer Lopez, as we like to call them?
I ship it so hard. It's not funny. It's giving me my like J-Lo Jenny from the Block fantasy all over again. Like, it's the most incredible form of nostalgia I've ever felt when it was announced. So I ship it hard. I think, you know, it's one of those ones where you look at them and you're like, that makes sense. Like, it just, I don't know. It's very chef's kiss for me.
Do you know what? And this is gonna like be totally out of character. It's a bit I don't know. It gives you a little bit of hope. You're like, oh
yeah.
Of course they're old and rich and can look like that. But you're like, oh, maybe my life isn't over and I have to get 17 cats and like, you know.
And then get back to have great tits with your ex.
Yeah. Oh, not my ex.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I probably don't want to be implicated in something illegal, so no.
There's been some great stuff for women. There's also been some shitty stuff for women. Speaking of a shitty woman. Caitlyn Jenner, who's running for governor of California, told CNN despite her support for Texas lawmakers passing the widely condemned heartbeat bill, she insists she's actually pro-choice. I am for a woman's choice, a woman's right to choose. I'm also for a state having their ability to make laws, she told CNN. So basically, I'm not going to start because I wish Vera was here, but Jeff, do you want to go?
Listen, Caitlyn Jenner's show got canceled. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, oh, well, this bitch, she a mess. Like, I don't give a fuck. He was the best Olympian, and then, you know, he sucks as a woman. What do you want? You know what I mean? It's just the truth. I don't care who gets pissed off. If Katie McCarthy was here, she'd be losing her fucking mind. I don't care. He's a horrible woman. He's an asshole. He's against gay rights and he's against women rights. Fuck Caitlyn.
Yeah, I feel that with love. Brooke, how do you feel about Caitlyn?
I hope she gets the world's biggest wedgie from the fence she's sitting on. Honestly, I also think that she makes a horrible fucking woman. I just don't understand how you can flip-flop like that. I'm all for, you know, choice, and I have my nephew is trans. I have no issue with that at all. But it's the whole, right. Oh, women should have rights, oh, but don't give them a right to choose. And that's what's fucked up. It's fucked.
Well, did anybody hear about like his book? In his book he says, I will never be a woman. And then like three sentences later, he's like, I am a woman.
I feel like that's the biggest problem, and I said this in my comment on the post, is that for someone who has had exposure to the media for an excessive amount of time, has dealt with a lot of scandals, has dealt with the press, has dealt with all that kind of stuff, and now wants to run for official office, you can't be wishy-washy in your stances and put these statements out that are so contradictory. Like, what are people voting for? Do you know what I mean?
It's like, insulting to trans people. Like, this dude
is insulting to women in general, right?
This woman is insulting to trans people. Like, it's just an insult. It's a slap in the face, and he needs to go fucking in a corner, sit down, and deal with his fucking balding head.
Luke? Caitlin?
I don't know how to follow that one. Look. I think that, look, what she's doing is trying to appeal to her demographic, but she's also trying to be the other that will bring in people that aren't in that demographic by default. So she's been brought in as a as a politician to try and, you know, bring people over from the other side. But I just think she's doing it really badly. And she's got.
But you can't have your cake and eat it too, is the general idea, right?
What's his demographic? Closeted white dudes?
Yeah, who knows? Heidi, well, how do you feel about Caitlyn Jenner?
Mine's less about gender and mine's just more about, like, I don't care if you're male or female, trans, whatever, it doesn't bother me at all, but if you're a shit person with shit beliefs, I've got no time for it. So the fluctuation for me, she doesn't stand on any side of the fence. It's like she's flip-flopping. Exactly. She has no clue. She has no clue where she's sitting with it all. So, you know, if you're a shit person, I got no time for it. So that's honestly just she's an, like for just not deciding what side of the fence she's sitting on. It's too wishy-washy for my liking. You can't and run not, anything.
Not being able to make that, that point clearly. Yeah,
exactly.
Whatever your point is, you need to make it clear. You can't, yeah.
Run with it. Run with it and stay strong with it. I don't care. But, like, for me, I'm a major feminist. I just want equality for everyone. Doesn't matter. Same, same. Does not matter. Don't care where you come from, any of that. Whereas she's lost that in translation along her journey.
Transition.
Like, from the transition, from all of that. She's lost all of that. She has no clue where she is. And that's cool. That's her problem. Don't take it out into the public and then, fucking, we're over here, follow me. Like, it's not going to land with everyone.
And I think she was out of touch to begin with. I mean, you're not, 100%. not everyone is a gold medal Olympian that then marries into this fucking conglomerate fucking reality show horror beast that is the Kardashians. That then, you know, commits vehicular manslaughter and changes gender. Like, that's not a relatable background. So to mix your message, look, I said it. It's fact. These are not untrue facts. I'm sorry. But that's not relatable to start with. And then you're trying to appeal to this set of people and around. You can't do that and expect it to be right. I've broken Jeffrey. Sorry.
You've done both of them in.
Speaking of people who just don't give a fuck, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you 63-year-old Madonna at the VMA Awards. People were upset about this. And you know what?
Reckon she's had something put in her ass.
She
yes.
That's a luscious booty.
She
and
has.
You know what?
She had an
ass. People are upset and she's fucking loving it. Right, Jeff?
She's getting
she's
some attention.
Yeah.
That's all she cares about. Like, she's going to do whatever she's got to do to get attention, which I get it, mm-hmm. fine, whatever. I just wish she was a nicer person and I could actually give a fuck.
Mm. Why does she have to be a nice person?
Because she, well, I'm saying, like, she's just a rotted bitch. Like, how am I supposed to care if she's got her ass, you know, pumped up full of silicone or she gets her face pulled? I don't, you know what I mean? Like, she's not. I will never buy anything new of hers because she's not a good human. She's mean to fans, and it's just shitty. Like, she thinks she's above everybody else. Everybody owes her. And I'm sorry, but, like, she can't sing. She's not even a good singer. Like, what the fuck?
But is that any difference to the shambling scrotum show that is the Rolling Stones or that huge lesbian-looking thing that used to be Rod Stewart? Like, they are old, gross, fucking disgusting rapists.
I don't have nothing to say for them either. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
but a lot of the issue is that she's an older woman.
No, it's not for me. Like, it's who she is.
No, not yours.
I don't know who this is. Who are you?
It's Ace. It's Ace on a different account.
Well, why has he got a deuce in his name?
A deuce. A lot of the feedback was on go home, grandma, blah 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 blah.
Yeah, see, that's not. I mean, you
but
know,
what is it? What does age matter? As all right, let's go well, to the young and let's go to the young and first because you know,
God,
Madonna.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The only thing is with Madonna, every time I picture her or hear about her, I think of that VMA's performance where she got ripped by her fucking jugular off the stage,
and that's all.
That's all.
But kept going.
But kept going. So for me, she's a huge professional. She was incredible back in the day. All of her old stuff, I highly rate it. Any of her new stuff, I'm not bothered. But
there you go.
she was incredible, and was is a key word. I'm not against her continuing to perform. It's just not going to be the same. So I think not know your limits, but know your limits. Like, it's just just do well and relish in what you've done, what you've accomplished, and don't keep trying to push the envelope, because it's going to fall flat.
Brooke, how do you feel about Madonna? We haven't talked to Brooke about Madonna before. Give us your Madonna feelings.
I've never felt Madonna. But I feel
sure
like
you
she... I feel like she would feel somewhat like a Barbie doll right now because of the amount of plastic that makes up that woman's body. But I tend to agree with Heidi. I think that, you know when you're done. Don't just keep pushing for likes and popularity and all of the bullshit that she's obviously just trying to, oh, I'm still relevant. Look at me. I'm Madonna.
Yeah.
Double whammy. But I think that
I think that really, really bothers me about her, right? It's like she was so hardcore into Kabbalah and taking care of her body. You know what I mean? Like, she was buff, she was jacked. And I was a huge fan of hers. So it really was over the course of time that this naturally occurred. But for her to take such good care of her body and worry about what was going in it, and then I was disappointed that she felt she needed to do what she's done to her body. I mean, it's her choice and that's cool, but it's I don't know. It just the whole
don't you think there's a bigger conversation there about what we expect an older woman to look like? And how they compete in a world against people like Kim Kardashian.
Unfair and all these advantage. But I think she was beautiful the way she was before she got her face yanked so that she can blink with her asshole. You know what I'm saying?
Luke, Madonna.
I'm going to parrot Sandy here right now. I think this is a little bit of
the patriarchy.
You know, people telling, it is the patriarchy where they're telling like an older woman to disappear because she's suddenly not desirable to certain people because she's not fertile. So she's nothing. She's gone. And I think that's a terrible way to think about a human being. I don't like Madonna as a person. I think she is a narcissist and a horrible bitch. But I don't like that people, that society thinks that it's okay, like once a woman's past her prime, that she should be put out to pasture and she's done.
Is that regarding body, like her body and what she's done with her body, or her talent?
Well, I think it's more to do with this goes to like how males view women is that like, you know, she's trying to look sexually desirable, but they don't want her. So she's like, get rid of her. Whereas, and look, I think her talent, I think she's a great performer. I think Madonna is an amazing performer. She is.
Yeah, you got to give
shitty,
her that.
Shitty vocalist, but you know, so was I. So who cares? You know, girl, get it where you get it. Like, you know, you just do what you do. But yeah, I just don't like that whole thing where like even women do it where they like pile on like, oh, you're not, you know, you're not as pretty as me or whatever. Like, so you're shit. I don't like that. And like, you know, Madonna is probably doing a little bit too much to herself to try and look young. And, but you know, this is her, obviously, the world she's living in too, where this is what's expected of her. So,
but do you think it's interesting that probably 20 years ago we were doing the same thing to Cher and still doing it?
Yeah, but see, the difference is I don't think Cher's an asshole.
Depending on who you talk to,
I always felt like Cher looks great. I don't care how much work she gets done, like her doctor's fantastic.
Yeah,
Having paid a lot of money to see Madonna a couple of years ago, I must say that up close, that plastic surgery doesn't actually look as bad as it does in photos and stuff like that. She looked actually she was banging. Her body was tight as. Face was great. However, look, I think people should aim for Danny Minogue and Sharon Osbourne's plastic surgeon because whatever they're doing, Sharon, well, not lately, you know, Sharon, like 2 years ago when she got the second last facelift. But I don't get
Eve,
why
I'm
after.
Sorry. Most people can't afford that.
I know, but I don't get why after however many years she's been, like, nearly 40 years in the business, why are we shocked that Madonna's doing something for attention?
Exactly.
I'm not.
Well, it's a shtick. It's always been a shtick.
It's a shtick. And you know what? She's successful at it. She's used her limited skill set to make herself a multi-billionaire. So more fucking power to you, girl.
No, bitch. She's worth like half a billion.
Whatever. She's richer than all of us combined ever. So more power. More power. Speaking of another woman, another celebrity, an aging celebrity who just does not give a fuck. I don't know if you guys even care, but Stevie Nicks this week let Lindsay Buckingham have it. And she's a fucking legend. So for those of you that don't know Fleetwood Mac, get a musical education to start with. Their last reunion, basically, there was a rumor going around that there was an ultimatum that Stevie said, it's him or me. Lindsay is her ex-husband, of course. If you don't know the history of Fleetwood Mac, go get an education. He has a new album to promote, surprise, surprise, and has come out talking shit about her, their former manager, about how she never wanted children and then made derogatory comments about his children and blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to read this, but if you want to go on our Facebook page to read the statement, Stevie has a lot to say. This is the statement. And you know what? I'm with her. Like, I'm a bit upset that Vera's not here today to speak to this, but there is this stigma again against women, successful women, who choose to not have children.
I think
that they are sacrificing something for their career. Sorry, Jeff, go.
No. Stevie's the ultimate, like, badass bitch, right? She wrote songs about her ex and then made him fucking play them with her.
for 35 years.
Yeah, she can do whatever the fuck she wants. More power.
She's
to
amazing.
Her.
Exactly. And she's like, there is so much more to the story. I'll tell it if I ever write a memoir. I'm like, could you imagine
what that
book would be? Brooke, are you much of a Fleetwood Mac fan girl?
Nope.
No. You're not. I figured a witchy woman like you would like to spin around with a shawl and, you know.
No. I'm think more like metal.
so you're one of those.
Yeah, I'm one of those.
You're a metal licker.
Yeah. Mm. She's a true...
I'm like a girl of darkness. I'm like screaming.
No. Do you know who Stevie Nicks is, babe?
Bitch, I want to name my first one after her.
Oh, I thought it was after me.
Oh, it is you.
Continue.
She's an absolute icon. Like, goals for every section milestone of her life. She's a legitimate goal. Like, I agree with Jeff, she's the ultimate badass, and like, you cannot beat that. So whatever she's had to say about him, I agree. I haven't even read it, but I agree.
it's a lot. Luke, do you fuck with Fleetwood Mac? You're a bit of a pop girl.
Look, so. I love Fleetwood Mac. I love you know, most of the songs. Dreams, I think, is like, you can't beat it. But yeah, look, I think it's good that Stevie actually spoke out and bit back, because he was obviously running her down and using her celebrity to further, even though he's successful in his own right, but he's using, you know, her name to sort of push his book out. And I don't think that's a nice thing to do to somebody, especially if
I feel like talent should be able to speak for itself. And his album's actually getting fantastic reviews. So
wait a minute, Luke. So you're saying if Stumpy became famous tomorrow and you decided to release an album next year, you wouldn't fucking be talking shit about him too?
Nah. Done.
Lying. Done. You a fucking lie. You going to hell, bitch. You lying like a rug.
You lie like a rug.
Bitch, because let me tell you what. It's your ex, but I'd be talking shit about him, okay?
We're gonna go to another lady who's made some very interesting choices this week and decided to put them all on social media. Oh dear. Nicki Minaj. All right. Despite stating she caught COVID from Drake that has left her unable to care for her baby, the rapper has sent out a strong anti-vax message on social media this week. She says her absence from the VMAs was because of her illness, but blames the Met Gala's vaccination policy for her absence. Minaj went even further to claim, my cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married, and now the girl called off the wedding.
I bet he had gonorrhea.
Like,
just was like, oh, it was the vaccine. It was the vaccine. I didn't cheat on you, baby.
What's going on with Nicki Minaj, Luke? Talk to me about that. There's some choices there.
Well, you know, I know Nicki Minaj is known to be an intellectual and somebody that we all turn to for health advice, but in this circumstance, I think she is a fuckwit and that no one should listen to anything that she actually has to say. She's a great rapper. She hasn't got a lot else going on, so... Yeah, stick to the professionals.
Heidi,
if I need a rap, I'll go to Nicki.
Nicki Minaj.
Like, when I read it initially, it went from like, oh, I caught COVID from Drake, and it, like, just the Rolodex of things that occurred after that. I was like, am I high? Like, what am I reading? It was just a lot. Like, I don't know, bitch. Stay home. No one cares. Like, do whatever you want. I feel like I've really got nothing to say.
Yeah. I feel like social media sometimes are these people's worst enemy, right, Brooke?
100%.
Why let them on social media?
Why? Just why? Why? Mm-hmm. But all I've got, because she's not here, I'm just going to go with get the motherfucking vaccine.
Thank you. In Vera's absence, Brooke is our vaccine coordinator.
Get the motherfucking vaccine.
This is the thing, and we are a long way away from that old studio system and record label system where people didn't have access to, like, they had publicists curating their public image. Social media is fucking so many people up, and the person that always comes to mind is Demi Lovato. Like, they should just not have access to their social media. Because you know what? I have the utmost respect for Demi as a vocalist. I think voice of a generation, totally amazing voice, but then they speak and they have a go at small business and da-da-da. Like, the thought tangents that go on in people's minds maybe shouldn't be broadcasts all the time. Like, that's what our show's for, and we're choosing to do it. But we're not multi-billion. We're not multi-billion.
We haven't got a lot to lose, do we?
This is a conscious choice. Are you kidding me? Like, I'll meet guys on the dating app, right? And they're like, oh, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I got this show or whatever, you know? And they're like, oh, can you send me a link? I want to watch it. I'm like, please don't. And they're like, wow. I'm like, because I will argue against Vera, Luke, whoever, just to fucking have an argument for the show's sake. I'm like, and I say shit I don't really personally believe, but it's just, you know, I'm trying to make the show better. So please, like, you know, I'm like, just recognize this, a character type of bitch.
Jeffrey will be played by Jeffrey. Look, we can't go today without talking about poor Nicholas Brendan.
Oh, why? So ugly.
Do you know why? Because he was pulled out of promotions for his new movie after suffering paralysis in his genitals and legs.
Well, maybe he should stop fucking dirty whores.
He's suffering from cauda equina syndrome, a condition where nerve roots in the lumbar spine are compressed, cutting off movement, feeling, and often the function of the genitals, bladder, and bowels. So he's claiming that the recent arrest for drugs and sleeping in a concrete cell has exacerbated his condition.
Nicholas, what actually caused that was your, like, probably 30 plus years of alcohol and drug abuse. Sorry. Like, you just got to own it, man. Like, sleeping one night in a cell didn't fuck you up. It's because you already fucked up.
Well, it's a look. It's rough. Like, who wants paralyzed balls, Brooke?
I'm like, not me. Fucking hated when that happened. But
yeah, me too.
I got nothing. I'm broken.
Sorry. I hate this.
I'm broken. All right. How do you feel about poor Nicholas Brendan's paralyzed genitalia?
I'm just sending my deepest condolences. Like, what a way to go with your sex life, huh? Like,
especially considering he probably pulls chicks on the regular because he was on Buffy. You know what I mean? You can always get laid because
he gets lots of chicks that are like really into being abused.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just like,
really bad attachment style. I love you.
I love you. I love you so much. I just don't know what to do with it. half the paddle's broken. I'm just gonna. We've lost it today. So it's one of those. This hasn't happened in a long time. I feel like we've done a good job.
Thanks, Nicholas Brennan, for abusing yourself with drugs for decades.
Paralyzed balls. Your paralyzed balls have made us all happy. The last time you'll be able to say that. Oh god!
I want to be on that level.
Speaking of someone who wants, who should have paralyzed balls, bitch got served. So, Virginia Jeffrey, who accused Prince Andrew of sexual abuse, has been served. Prince Andrew's Prince Andrew needs to come to the states basically and answer his claims. Someone who isn't broken. Heidi, you. Do you know much about the Prince Andrew case?
I actually don't. I honestly don't. I'm such a younger generation gal. I got nothing.
So,
you would have been his demographic, bubs.
Yeah, you probably would have been the one. He's heavily involved in the
straight to the Ghislaine
Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein circle kind of thing. Basically, he likes to fuck little girls, and he got caught up. So, mommy can't save him anymore is the basic consensus. I've broken the panel today. Oh, God. I don't know what we're doing today, but anyway.
I want to be on that level.
I know, right? They're all fucked up. They're all fucked up in this joint.
That ain't coffee and Luke's drink, man.
Oh, God. I don't know what is happening. But you know what is coming up next week, girl? Do you know what's coming up next week, girl? We had a very fun interview with author extraordinaire Grady Hendrix. Here's a little trailer for you to have a little look at. Out there in UCR land. No, that's the show. Never mind. I don't think this played the whole interview. I don't know. I've had the wrong thing queued up. Here's the trailer.
We're starting the spooky season early with a treat, not a trick. Author, screenwriter, journalist, and hauntingly handsome guy Grady Hendrix chats about his work, including Horror Store, My Best Friend's Exorcism, We Sold Our Souls, The Southern Book Club's Guide to Slaying Vampires, and The Final Girl Support Group. Join us for a scarily good time on Uncensored Radio.
I gotta say, I wouldn't mind licking his balls.
He'd probably be okay with that.
That's what I'm
He's a married man, Jeffrey.
Well, I'm going to go hang out with him.
He knows he's pretty.
Jeff's going to a book signing. He's like,
sure fucking am. Like, we were emailing. I'm like, I'll be there. What are you doing after? You want to go see Halloween?
But yeah, if you like horror, if you like horror books and need something to read, if you're in Australia and still in lockdown, or if you just need something to pass your time, check out Grady Hendrix, because not only is he a fantastic writer, but the interview was super, super interesting. Funny as shit. Like, it was a good time.
Steve, I'll be honest. Listen, when YouTube brought this dude up and said what he wrote, I was like, what the fuck is this? Oh, what are these two got me into now? Right? And I, like, dreaded. I was not looking forward to reading this book, okay? I read the book, and I fucking loved it. It was fantastic. It was fast-paced.
Right.
Kept you on your seat, and you didn't see the plot twist coming. It was great. So,
and don't spoil it, because I'm still reading the Final Girls book.
And for those of you that don't do reading, the majority of his books are being turned into movies and TV shows, so you'll be able to see it. If you don't, if the books give you itchy eyes,
involved, isn't she?
Yeah, she's producing. So
she'll act in it.
It's very exciting. He was an awesome dude, super nice. So we are kicking off Halloween a little bit early. So we're gonna get spooky early, because I don't think there's enough room in the world for Halloween. You know what I mean? I feel like it should be just as celebrated.
Every day is Halloween.
And you know what? Australia is lucky, because we are actually going to be able to watch Halloween from the safety of our home this year. Peacock is releasing Halloween in cinemas and on digital demand same day, which is amazing for me, because otherwise this would be the first Halloween movie in 20 years that I've missed on debut. And that's not happening.
Well, that was kind of my thing, right? It's like, if I'm going to go see Grady, I'm like, well, I guess I'm not going to be able to watch it at home. So we're going to have to go to the movies.
Yeah, Jeffrey, brave the cinemas. I can't wait for this one. Looks like it's going to kick vaccinated. Ass.
You'll be right, aren't you?
This one looks like it's going to kick ass. I'm excited.
Yeah, I think it looks good. What?
What vaccine did you get?
Moderna.
I'm segueing into a story.
Here we go. What, this there one?
Yeah. Yeah, click it again. I clicked it. Sorry.
Oh, get out of my.
Okay, I'll stop. Pocket. Not touching it.
So they're saying, kids, that the people who had Moderna early on are twice as likely to get a breakthrough infection compared to those who got the shot recently. Is that really a big surprise, though?
No.
My issue, if you actually go and read the full article, is it talks numbers, right? And it says, I got it beginning in April with most of the people I knew. But it said about 88 people were in breakthrough cases from whatever time. And I'm like, so you're basically telling me I know most of those people personally? The numbers are bullshit. It's not accurate. I don't know if it's the news media lying or if it's Moderna. But I have a big issue with this. Like, tell the truth. Because the amount of people that I know that are vaccinated that now have COVID way exceed the number of people that got COVID last year. So it's concerning.
I think especially with the Delta strain that kind of came and fucked everyone's party hardcore. As Vera would say, trust the motherfucking science. But science is not a concrete thing. Science is
not
a growing
working
and
right now.
I know, but it's a growing and changing thing. So what worked at the beginning of a pandemic when there wasn't various strains of the virus? That, you know, that's what things do. That's how things become resistant to antibiotics and da-da-da. It's the nature of a virus, correct, Nurse Luke?
Yes. Well, look, it's like a flu vaccine. Viruses mutate, and what once worked won't always work as well. And so it's not saying that the vaccine is completely, it's not doing anything. It will save people's lives. It's not the be all and end all. Like, you know, it's not the end of.
It's not a cure, basically. Vaccination is not a cure. And that's what that's what a lot of people have problems understanding, that just because you are vaccinated for something doesn't mean you cannot get that virus.
Well, the vaccination was never 100%, so I mean, you always had that. But my issue specifically is the numbers. It's bullshit. I know after I sent that to you guys, I went and looked and messaged people. 25 people that have had Moderna fucking have had COVID in the last month. 25. So where's the other 88? or you know, whatever, 20, 60, whatever.
Vera's not here to do the numbers for us, so we're not good with numbers. We just have opinions.
So I'm just saying, I'm like, the article off. Is sketchy to me. That's all.
Look, I just think, I have, yeah, I think Australia, it's such a touchy subject here at the moment that I'm not going to get fully involved. But again, it comes down to reading comprehension and basic understanding of what a vaccine is and what a virus is, and that nothing in this world is going to cure COVID. You know what I mean? At this current stage, there's not a magic pill that everyone can take and COVID will be gone. That's not going to happen.
Not getting your car fixed, everyone.
You can take a magic CBD gummy to help you calm down while you're listening to Mantra Dreaming.
Well, the Americans can take the CBD gummies. We can't.
Yes, but you guys. Can't.
Which, by speaking the way, of America, Steve.
All of you, because not one of you have ordered for me from Young Living yet.
Rude.
Yeah. And on that note, September
11. Yeah. Well, obviously. Last week was I can't believe 20th anniversary of September 11th. I'm not going to even make a joke about it because, you know, I don't think it's a joke worthy subject. I think that's below the belt. But yeah, I definitely remember where I was when that happened. If there's anyone here that was affected, anyone watching that has been affected by September 11th,
very vividly,
or the after, or you know, the after effects.
Well, Jeff, our hearts go out to you. New York State, like, that would have been crazy. Like, I remember watching it here. I woke my mom up. It was like 3 a.m.
Well, I mean, you know, I was in Central New York, so it was a bit of ways. But I had actually, one of my girlfriends had called, and she didn't have a car, and asked if I could take her to get her hair cut. So we had just pulled in. Of course, she's going to Walmart. She's kind of white trash. I said that with love. Hi, Tracy. And we had just pulled into Walmart, and the news broke that the first plane, or, you know, whatever, something had happened to the first tower. And then as we were sitting in Walmart while she was getting her hair cut, it was going on, and I'm, like, cracking jokes, you know, because I was 18 years old. So, you know what I mean? That's how I deal with shit. And, like, the hairdresser, she was like, "Hey, Jeff, how you doing?" She's like, "Come on, let's get serious." And I was like, "Fuck you, bitch." And I ended up walking out or whatever. And then afterwards, though, I realized the severity of it. And it was like, oh. And then it's like, well, y'all really don't have any better security? I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah, look, I vividly remember that happening in the middle of the night here. Like, I remember watching it all unfold on TV.
Yeah, what was it like being in another country for all? I mean, because it was all of you were in a different place. Did you guys even care? Was it a thing?
Yeah, no, I thought we were going to World War. I thought it was going to be a World War. And I thought, like,
you would have been a literal baby, right? You were like 8.
I was a bebe. Yeah, but I still remember.
What do you remember? What do you remember?
I remember the same thing. I remember my mum and dad talking about it in the. Like, as we were having breakfast the next day, and it still felt like it was happening in our country, that kind of impact was not light from what I could tell from how my parents were talking, how they were talking at school. It genuinely felt like it had happened in our country and very close to home. So it was a devastating thing. It still is. Anytime anyone talks about it, it's just such a, did that really happen moment? So I don't know if it was culturally recognized as being a united thing or what, but that's definitely what it felt like for me. Even at that young age, it was very like Jesus Christ. Like,
I think what it did for everyone was took away the security that we thought we had in everyday life. The same thing that happened when, like, there's any kind of terrorist activity, like in Bali or like the Lint Cafe siege, stuff like that, that your everyday life can change at the drop of a hat, and the people that you said goodbye to that morning will never come home is something that is absolutely horrendous. And for that many people to go through it and for us to watch it and it to be replayed every year, like re-traumatizing these people, I can't imagine.
I think the scariest thing is when I finally got home, I remember flipping through, and back then we didn't have that many channels, every channel, and every single channel had the same thing, and it was all about what was happening. And I think that was the first time that I, you know what I mean? But Princess Diana was a big thing, right? Like that was covered over here. I remember walking home, mom's like, Princess Diana died. And I'm like, oh shit, you know? But this was like every single, even the kids' channels were covering live coverage of this. And that I think was scary.
And I think the time that's gone by, we've kind of become a little bit desensitized to it because we have seen that footage so often. You know what I mean? You see that footage all the time. And I actually sat there because my sleep patterns have gone to absolute buggery with lockdown. So I'm up at odd hours. But I sat there and watched them read all those names out live. And you sit there and go, oh my, you have to remind yourself that this happened in our lifetime. And I don't know that it's, and it's, I don't know for like, the Americans, but I don't know that we talk about it enough. You know what I mean? I think that especially with what's going on with Afghanistan now, everyone's going, oh, it's a failure, it's da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But education is the biggest thing you can do. You know what I mean? Like, and not to rub it in people's faces, but just to, you know, this happened in our lifetime. It's a historical event.
Yeah, and I mean, it's batshit crazy that somebody flew planes into buildings. But I think something for me as an American that I think about, which a lot of Republicans will be pissed off, but I think about us going into other countries and being bullies, right? We're talking about 3,000 Americans, whatever. Mm. When we go into, like, Iraq, right? We weren't killing their soldiers. We were killing them. Does anybody know what the Iraqi uniform looks like here? Thank you, Cat Williams. Go ahead. We'll wait. No, right? So we're going into these other... How many of their people died by us going in there over exactly. a fake war or for oil? And that, to me, is more disturbing than 9/11 itself, because we ended up going to another country and killing more people than died
this
here.
This is the thing. We don't... Because it's not... These are things that don't get covered by mainstream media because they don't need people to be outraged about it.
It's so taboo. It's taboo, right? Because... Yes, you feel horrible. You know what I mean? When you think about the jumping man, there was a huge article. I watched a bunch of docuseries this weekend about it. You know, like I get all engrossed and the jumping man and the dude looks like he's wearing a chef coat and he's upside down. And the guy had captured him falling. And it was kind of the hunt to figure out who this guy was. You know, when you think about all these people or even when it first happened, the people in the elevators that got burned beyond recognition from the jet fuel that was on fire that came down the elevator shafts. I mean, this was horrific. But think about now being in the middle of a war zone and having another country's troops come in and they're killing your people. Like, that to me is just, I don't, you know.
Exactly. No one's disagreeing with you. But what I'm saying is that the Western world, and for want of a better term, doesn't care because, you know, that's not their problem. September 11th made it everyone's problem. Right. Yeah. Anyway, we're not going to end the show on a downer because I have this week's What the Fuck Weekly.
What the?
Okay, so I don't know if you have been following the news, but trauma is everywhere. I'm going to flash up an image, and your reaction to this image will tell me if you know this story. Has anybody heard what happened to a poor woman buying Tortino's pizza rolls recently?
If she shoved it in her vagina and exploded, I don't want to know.
Oh, no, girl. It is worse than that. So, Shirley Wright Johnson had a crappy shopping experience on Wednesday. Literally. Wright Johnson said she was picking up some items at a grocery store in Moore, Oklahoma, with her two daughters. When she reached for a bag of frozen pizza rolls, she quickly discovered something else in her hand. Human excrement. I picked up a bag of pizza rolls and there's literally shit, she said in the video obtained for a television station. Someone had defecated inside a supermarket freezer onto a bag of Tortino's pizza rolls, then covered the mess with another package of treats, the police told the TV station. I grabbed the bag. I felt something smushy on the bag. So I turned it over and there it was. I was upset. I was disgusted. I feel like I was violated. All the way home, my kids were like, Mom, I can smell it. I can smell it. I'm like, I can smell it too, baby.
I knew this was.
Did she not wash her fucking hand?
I don't know. I don't. He just dropped that. He is gone. Like, what the shit? Literally, like I've heard of shitty food and like all that kind of stuff. But fuck, that's intense.
Look, it's not a nice experience. You go to the supermarket, you want things to be sanitary, but I work in a profession where I've had someone put their shit in my mouth. So, you know.
I'm sorry, Luke.
Sorry
I'm
it happened to you, that. Bubs, but.
It just kicks me off. I'm so offended.
You're so offended by the Totino's pizza roll shit that, you know. Look.
I blame
that,
Verizon.
Blame Verizon.
Shit on everyone, haven't they?
Just like the pizza rolls. Well, kids, we've reached the end of the show today. Thanks for joining us, Luke, Jeffrey, Brooke, and lovely Heidi. It's been real. We lost everyone there for a hot minute, but you know, it's okay. That's what Uncensored Radio is for. Make sure you join us next week on Tuesday, American time, Wednesday, Australian time for the Grady Hendrix interview. And then we will be back at you with UCR Live next week. Thanks, kids. We'll see you soon. Bye. Okay, here's the thing. My most concerning thing about that shit article, right, is the temperature, because it was in a freezer section, but she picked it up and it was still smushy.
So it was fresh.
Yeah. It was fresh. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. It was fresh. Cool, it was cold. It's not cool. That is some messy shit. Bye, everyone.